Every Wednesday, we check in with Indiana men's soccer, and the head coach is my great friend, Todd Yeagley. The Hoosiers last night, another draw at home, another clean sheet, so there's some goods in there and some others in there. How are you today, my friend? A little drier than yesterday afternoon?
That was I'm doing well, thanks, Glass. No, that was we definitely dodged a little bit of the water bullet yesterday, but Jeremy and his staff, we had standing water at 4:30, and that rain came hard, and within an hour that field was looking really good, and it played great last night. So yeah, we were really fortunate and got the game in.
2.6 inches of rain, I think, in the last 12 hours or so. And we like when the field's wet, why the ball moves and skids around and everything else. But it bounces off the ground. It bounces off the keeper. It bounces off the post. It bounces everywhere except in the back of the net. Hoosiers draw last night, another bushel full of shots, but none of them in the back of the net. What else? What are you going to do? What's going on?
I felt like it was the rain. We definitely needed some rain, and it came fast and furious. I feel like the games that have come, which would have come in buckets, and hopefully it doesn't dry up again. But no, it's the hardest thing to do in our sport, Glass. You follow the sport closely, and you know, so many the game of inches, the margins, it's a deflection, it's a post, it's being a little more disciplined with our finishing. Certainly, it's a combination of all that, but. My goodness, if you would have told me we had this amount of goals based on performance, chances created, dangerous situations that didn't even lead to shots, I would have said you're crazy. So, we just got to keep at it and trust the process, continue to instill confidence in our guys that we are capable of making these plays. And all we needed was one last night. We had so many good opportunities to get the one. It just didn't fall. And so we just got to take the positives and definitely look at what we could do better, and we're doing that very closely, but certainly not losing sight of the good things we're doing along the way.
It's not like you're playing poorly and being punished for it at home. How many goals have you conceded? One? Not many at all, if that. And did you guys adopt a black cat? Did you break a mirror? Are you walking under ladders? What's going on?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've been a lot of part of teams, and usually, the odds of this, you might have a couple games where it's not falling, but, we've had many, and that's where you got to, use that as not a frustration point, but more of just a continued focus and motivation to know that if you do things well, and you continue to do things well, good things will happen. I'm a firm believer of that, and that's why we typically don't overreact to results if the performance is contradictory to the result. And, that could be a win that we don't play well. And, we're not, going to be, okay, kumbaya, let's all get together and love each other when it's not good enough. We have to get into the group and let them know what needs to improve long term, knowing that type of performance is not going to, in the end, get you where you want to go. So, really, you look at the year, and it's been, I thought we had one off day up in South Florida, and we weren't even really that poor, just it was our weakest performance over 90 minutes. And then you look at all the other games, I'd say there's a period of 10, 12, 15 minutes that, maybe we were not as our A or B game. But outside of that, those other segments, in many of them, large chunks of games, as a coach, you're going, we're doing the things that we need to do to win games, defend really well, control the ball, and get the creative good chances that you need to score goals. And, the phase that keeps hurting us, Glass, I'll be more, really frank, is the restart.
Yeah.
That's in the area that, we're working hard at it, but just, how much can we spend at training? And sometimes, you keep kind of hammering the same thing, and sometimes it becomes a psychological component that you don't want them to be so overthinking. You got to trust your game. You got to trust your instincts.
Is that the same with finishing in front of goal as well? You don't want to tell them how many chances you should have taken. Just keep putting your head down and getting after it.
Well, I mean, it's the selection that we get more on the selection of shot.
Yeah.
Distance. What was kind of good, better, best. What else did we have at that moment? There's a couple at Michigan State that I thought we had We had a better option, even though the shot was still okay. It was going to be a really low percentage.
Yeah, from those angles, it's not – yeah, that's not the play. Or last night you got a square for Sarver, and that's tough for Mirador. He's a young kid. He's trying to break the ice as well. So I can see all of that. It is interesting because when that rush of blood to the head goes and everybody's trying to break through
– Yeah, that is. I mean, everyone's trying to make a play. It's all in the right place, you know. And if you're trying to make the right decision, we want to get the decision right, and then execution obviously is the final piece to that. The wrong decision, execution is less relevant. But if you're making a better decision on the pass or shot, then it comes down to the execution of that moment. And you know, there were several chances that. You know, we use a little bit too heavy of a club, if we use that analogy, with our finish, and just could have done a better job of keeping it on frame. You know, we're so good at following shots. Last year, I talked about this a lot, and we're there. I mean, I thought, you know, Patty had a pretty good shot in the first half as an example. Probably one the keeper should have held on to, but he didn't, and we were right there. And again, just between Collins and Sammy, we're so close to getting kind of a tap in. And it didn't happen, but we continue to follow our shots and put them on frame. That shot that looked not super dangerous from Patty McDonald now became dangerous just because it was on frame. And, we're not just happy keeping on frame. We want to score those goals. But if you can keep it on frame, you got a second chance if we have framers, and we work hard at that. So we'll focus on that in restarts, probably the most controllable two things that we could be doing better in our final action. And then continue to make sure we're really good defensively and, you know, our spacing, our midfield, and all the things that you can't forget about when you want to put all the focus on finishing.
Todd Yeagley, head coach, Indiana men's soccer, 3-3-3. Well, that's a number, three in a row. We haven't talked about that in a while. We'll get to that record and what it means going into October, where you've been very good over the recent past. But some of that luck, you talk about restarts, the first goal against Michigan State, ping-pongs around. And a kid curls one in. That doesn't get blocked. You have 50 chances last night in front of the goal that get blocked. And then the penalty I thought was very soft. And I'm interested to get your reaction on that, because the referee went to the monitor in East Lansing on Friday night and brought you and Damon over. I don't remember that happening very often. But I thought Schreffling, number 17, the new kid, I thought he was unlucky. You can't stick your foot in there per se, but I didn't.
Well, that's the new rule I was happy we instituted this rule this year. So it's an experimental rule that I think five or six conferences are doing, only intra-conference games. And what it is that you can now, if a call on the field is made, so a penalty is called, whistled, we should call it, then it is reviewable. In the years prior, the last two or three years, the only reviewable we had was whether the call was in or out of the penalty area. But in that case, that was clearly in the box.
Right.
Then you can now review, was it the right call? And it took a while. And that the longer it went, the better I felt. And he comes up and brings us together and said that although it would appear to be a soft foul, I'm staying with my call, which is not what you not want to hear at the time. But it's what the decision you can't change. So, you know, I didn't hop get crazy. I just said, let's go and try to make a play. But it's a learning moment for Justin as a freshman, knowing where you are in the box. We obviously knew what the tendency of that player was, and that's where the scout details of the young guys we have to grow quicker of what, you know, we 9 out of 10 times six goes to his right foot. And so we had help inside. He was going away from goal. So all the things that, you know, if you're trying to make a play and you're the last man and you just maybe you're second late, those penalties you can maybe live with a little bit more. But this one's going away from goal, not dangerous, hard one to handle, obviously, as the game went on at East Lansing. But sometimes those learning lessons are good to have. Because you just hope you can be in a position later where now that is part of the inventory of knowledge, that you don't make it in a game that might be the make or break of your season. And so we hopefully take the positive, and we all learn from it besides Justin. But yes, that's the new rule that you can review. Now, if the call was not made, class, you cannot review a non-call.
Makes sense.
So that's a that's the other thing that's a little funky for the fans. And maybe, you know, the offsides last night, you can't review an offsides. Some things you can't review still. And what's so confusing is that we all watch, you know, big-time soccer around the world. All the leagues, all the pro leagues have pretty much everything reviewable now. And we have, like, a little smidgen of it. And so it's confusing to the fan of why you can review some things but not others, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah, not everybody has the technology. That's the other problem that goes along with this, or wants to commit the resources to it. I just thought it was generally unlucky. You can just throw that in the basket over there in the corner with the rest of the unlucky that's going on. So how do we break this? You guys go get a wishbone, break that up. You buy some lucky rabbit's feet. No, you get back to training. And you're off for the rest of the month. And we've had some slow starts in history, we being the frog in my pocket, Indiana Soccer, the program. But October is a month where you guys usually get through the gears and start making your move. I wouldn't expect anything different as the calendar changes on Sunday and it's off to Lexington next Tuesday.
No, we've always felt like, you know, historically, you know, the second part of the season, if you look at, you know, wins, losses, performance, all the factors, IU soccer is October, November, December are good months. And, you know, part of August, September is the schedule is difficult. And, you know, we turn over some players. You have some guys go pro. You have some big shoes to fill. Other programs, no different. But the way we schedule, you know, it's difficult to maybe get through some of those early games. So I like where we are. And, again, the measurables class. And, you know, the group has a lot of belief. They also, you know, you have one team on the one side last night who was very pleased with the result and the other one not. And that also kind of shows what how much this group wants, you know, to make this season a special year, no different than other years. Michigan was very content coming and getting a point on the road. And it felt like a loss in the locker room until I had to really chat with them about, you know, what they did second half in particular. That was a dominant, just as we kind of say, it was like the analogy of like the blood was in the water, like with the shark attack, and you just want, I mean, it was, you could smell it. And they were relentless with their surging of commitment to one, not play out of control, but one, like we had them and you can feel the intensity and the urgency in a good way. Not a panic urgency, that's a big difference. And I really like that. So I said, can we find that a little bit more often, maybe in that first half when teams maybe trying to slow the game down? Can we get that tempo faster and get that goal in the first half? So maybe we don't need to feel like the clock is shrinking with no overtime, which, again, is very difficult for me with no overtimes.
Next week is October, as we mentioned. You do head to the Bluegrass State. Kentucky was ranked in the top five earlier in the season. I don't think that's the case anymore, but where does this game register on the, hey, let's get going, we need to get the RPI up? Is it time to think about that yet, or we just have to worry about putting the ball in the back of the net and holding our principles on the defensive end?
I think it is. I mean, the margins just shrink like they do in any sport later in the year when you start to hit, you know, midseason. So the lessons that you learn, you know, you hope you're learning with a positive result, and that's the plan. If we're gonna have a slip here and there, let's not make that the goal that costs us or the one we don't score. But to your point with Lexington and Kentucky, they had such a good team last year, one of the better teams they've ever had in the history of the program, a Final Four level team, and they lost, you know, five or six key guys. They're good. They're good this year, but like many, you can't replace them immediately in the season. So I think they're probably hitting their better stride probably now. And so it's going to be a tough challenge in Lexington. And then, but no, it's not like this game for us is like, let's just focus on Big Ten when it comes to rotations or players. We won't, you know, push a player that's just about to come back from injury. We'll be a little careful. But it is an important game, as they all are. RPI, I typically don't even really hone in on until the middle of October, when you actually have a real data set. Things are a little bit more like, okay, you're not going to swing, you know, 50, 60, 70 points typically at that point. You're going to kind of stay in a range. It's just early right now to get one caught up if you're doing great, or in our case, not exactly where we want to be, you know, come late September. But we're also not at a point where we can't gain ground. And that's the message to the guys. Don't focus on that. Focus on the controllables. Those things will play out because part of RPI, as we know, Glass, we need other teams to do things. It has nothing to do with us. So, you know, the more that, you know, Butler finds their winning ways, that's going to help us. We didn't do a thing. We beat a good Butler team when they were down a little bit. You know, maybe they find their form and that becomes a quality win. At this point, it's just an okay win on paper. But can it become a good win? Sure. And so those are the things you can't control. And so why get caught up in it until it gets really later in the season?
The opening week of October, we'll see Todd Yeagley's Indiana Hoosiers go to Lexington on Tuesday, October 3rd. And then on the weekend, Saturday, Big Ten Network, noon. That's an interesting time for a Saturday game. And it will be in Happy Valley against Penn State. So time to make things up quickly. Then it's back to Bloomington on October 11th and 15th. Maryland in College Park, Northwestern in Chicago, and then a Trine here, and Rutgers will wrap up the Big Ten regular season on the 29th day of October. How's the injury bug? I saw Hugo was back in the lineup your last couple games, but no Brett Beebe. Everything else seems okay?
Yeah, everyone's got, you know, the typical kind of late September, you know, you're getting through the mental and physical wear of what is, you know, welcome to college as a freshman and what you have to manage. So I think a couple of the freshmen have kind of hit the wall, which is very typical. So we're trying to manage them this week. And then the older players, there's a couple next class that, you know, doesn't make someone not available, but maybe limits their minutes just based on how they're feeling and maybe how much training they've done. We think BB will be back sooner than later. You know, the Lexington game is not necessarily probable. But I'd say soon after that, we were kind of game to game with Brett, which obviously gives us more opportunities on the back line. But I tell you what, Hugo and Jansen and Joey and Barger as a freshman, Joel Demian, these guys have all really done a nice job. And you know, you're five goals against. My goodness, you told me we're 8-9 games in the year, and you go, would you take five goals against? I say, sign me up, Glass. Sign me up.
I'll
right
take
now.
Two.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to be okay, man, maybe we could be a 3 or 4. I mean, let's be realistic. 5 goals against in 9 games is fantastic. So that I would have signed up for from out of the gate, knowing that we would probably have a few more goals than we have, and that's the area that we can't give up our defending, and that's a big part I keep telling. We can't flip and start getting careless and getting caught in transition and sending numbers surging, knowing that could be the Achilles in the end. We just have to be very smart in how we do push numbers forward. And if we're not getting the chances, then obviously we could tactically look for some switches of getting some personnel off the field. But when you get as many good chances that we're getting, I think we're putting the horses where they need to be this. We just got to get through the stable.
Yeah, you're not compromising your defensive principles to create chances. You're creating those naturally. It's just the end result. As you mentioned when we got started, it's the hardest thing to do in the sport of soccer, and that is put the ball in the back of the net. How about 3 or 4 against Kentucky? That'll make everybody calm down a little bit, won't it?
That would be good. That would be good. We'll take that. Sign me up for that.
All right. Safe travels down to the Bluegrass State and to Happy Valley. We will be in touch and watching, and we'll get caught up with you next week in between the road trip and see how we are progressing. Best of luck to you and the staff, my friend. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us every week. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Glass. Thanks so much.